Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And we welcome you back to Ozaukee with Lake Perry in the backdrop. A beautiful afternoon for high school baseball as our doubleheader continues with game number two as the 3 seed in this regional tournament, Jefferson West, hosting here today, taking on the 6 seed ACCHS out of the Northeast Kansas League. Brandon Tabman, Justin Flute, appreciate his work, hard work, continuing on in our studios. If you missed it, game one, it was the 2 seeds of Etha Blue Jays in a 5-inning run rule win, eliminating Hiawatha, the 7 seed, by a final score of 11-1. Let's get you the starting lineups for game number two, and we'll start with the row team on the scoreboard, the higher seed. That'll be the Tigers of ACCHS. Of course, we got Tigers v. Tigers in this matchup. But the team out of the Northeast Kansas League in ACCHS, 6 wins, 11 losses on the year. They finished league play with a record of 4-10. They are coming off a loss to Onega their last time out earlier this week. That was a one-game play, and that was a 16-6 Buffalo's victory. So here for ACCHS, here's how they go in this quarterfinal here today. Kane Kuntz will lead things off. He is in right field. Rance Vesser, the left fielder, bats second. Justin Vesser, he will bat third and play at third. Max Bodaroff in the cleanup spot, he'll be at shortstop. Adler Kuntz, he bats fifth, he is catching. Brooks Goodpasture is the second baseman, he will bat sixth. Pitching is Noah Medeiros, and he will bat seventh. Nate is the first baseman, he will bat eighth. And Elijah Webb is the designated hitter, he will bat ninth, with Ben Hanke, the flex spot, playing defensively in center field. So for ACCHS, you got Kane Kuntz in right, Rance Vesser in left, Justin Vesser at third, Max Bodaroff at short, Adler Kuntz catching, Brooks Goodpasture at second, Noah Medeiros pitching, Nate at first, Elijah Webb the DH, and Hanke defensively, he is in center field. For the 3 seed and host school here today, the Jefferson West Tigers out of the Big 7. A great year for them, 15-6 overall. They went 11-3 in league play, finishing just one game back of Sabetha, who won their second consecutive league titles. Under Dan Hypes, they go like this here this afternoon. Colin Croson will lead things off. He is in right field. Ryan Pressler is the catcher. He bats second. Brody Boyer bats third. He is at first base. Brody Thielen is the cleanup man. He'll play at second base. Brady Skahan bats fifth. He is the DH. Gage Galley, he'll bat sixth and play at third base. Drew Beilman, the shortstop, he will bat seventh. Alex Jacobson, he'll bat eighth and play in left field. Tucker Holthaus rounding out the lineup, the center fielder, batting ninth. And the pitcher for Jeff West today is Cooper Briggs. So again, for Jefferson West, it's Croson in right, Pressler catching, Boyer at first, Thielen at second, Skahan the DH, Galley at third, Beilman the shortstop, Jacobson in left, Holthaus in center field with Briggs, the pitcher, here today. Well, again, let's continue here with Jefferson West, 15-6 on the year, the 3 seed in this tournament. How about this stat for you? Jeff West is one of 14 teams in 3A. Remember, there are 64 teams total in Class 3A baseball here this year, so Jeff West just one of 14 teams in the classification with above 700 win percentage. And this is the only regional out of the 8 in the state that has at least 3 teams with an above 700 win percentage. Sabetha, of course, winning earlier today, and then the top seed in Bishop Ward, who advanced earlier with a win over the 8 seed Royal Valley Panthers. That was a 12-2 final from earlier this afternoon. So this one, a top-heavy bracket in terms of top-tier teams amongst state competitors here today. But Jeff West are playing some good ball, although they did lose their last time out against Silver Lake. That was a one-game affair in which the Eagles knocked off the Jeff West Tigers 12-5. But prior to that, Jeff West had won 5 in a row. And if you look back to that, they had won 9 of their last 10 prior to the game against Silver Lake just a few days ago. Jeff West, they score over 7 runs a game. and they give up right around 4 runs per game. For ACCHS, again, 6 wins, 11 losses on the year. They went 4-10 in Northeast Kansas League play. They have played much better in the second half of the year as they started with a 1-3 record, swept by Pleasant Ridge, and then they split with Jackson Heights. Then they go with 3 straight sweeps, losing sweeps, swept by Oskaloosa, Jefferson County North, and then Valley Falls. Those were all early April games. So when you look at it, a 1-8 start for ACCHS, but then they rattled off 5 wins in their next 6 games. They swept Horton. They split with Moore Hill Mounts Academy. And then late April, they won 2 against Troy. They had games canceled last week against Riverside and McLouth, but were able to get a game in earlier this week against Onega. But the Buffaloes there getting a 16-6 win. So certainly the Atchison County Community High School Tigers playing a little bit better here down the stretch after a 1-9 start, or I should say 1-8 start to their 2024 season. Again, the lineups one final time for Jeff West today. Croson and Wright, Pressler catching, Boyer at first, Thielen at second, Scahan the DH, Galley at third, Bioman at short, Jacobson in left, Holthouse in center with Briggs on the mound for Jeff West. And then again, ACCHS, they'll go Kane Kuntz in right, Rance Vesser in left, Justin Vesser at third, Max Botteroff at short, Adler Kuntz catching, Brooks Goodpasture at second, Noah Medeiros is pitching, Nate Oom, the first baseman, and Elijah Webb, the DH, with Finn Hanke in the flex, playing out in center field here today. Again, a beautiful afternoon, 75 as we're approaching first pitch, a slight breeze towards right center, Lake Perry, the backdrop, and not many clouds in the sky. Again, beautiful afternoon for some high school baseball. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll come back and get you set for first pitch. It's game number 2. It's Jeff West in ACCHS 3A Regional Tournament's quarterfinals in Ozaukee. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there's some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890. R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473 or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers are subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at HoltonHospital.com.
Farmer State Bank, this is Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm going on vacation and want to monitor my Farmer State Bank card more closely. What can I do?
Do you have the Card Valet app?
What's Card Valet?
It's an app that allows you to take control of your Farmer State Bank debit card.
Wow, Lloyd, you have just the solution I need. I can't wait to download Card Valet.
To find out more, you can visit our website or give us a call. Farmer State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Here we go, moments away from the first pitch here in Ozaukee. Game two of our double dip featuring Jefferson West and Atchison County Community High School. Getting you caught up on the bracket with the other half, top half, I should say, playing at the top seed Bishop Ward. And the top seed Bishop Ward staying undefeated. They beat Royal Valley 12-2 earlier this afternoon. Perry LeCompton and Donovan West, Donovan West, those two, of course, hooking up in game number two over there. And then Sabetha, a win earlier this afternoon in five innings over Hiawatha. And then we got Jeff West and ACCHS here just moments away. ACCHS, the sixth seed, six wins, 11 losses, 4-10 in Northeast Kansas League play. Jefferson West, a 15-6 mark. They finished just one game back of Sabetha in the Big 7 league standings. Jeff West will rock the black uniform tops, white and red trim with white pants. You got the gray tops for ACCHS. Tigers across the chest, trimmed out white, black, and orange with black pants here today. Again, Justin Fluke helping out, studio producer. Really appreciate it, keeping us locked in and on the air. Don't forget, Jared Sleppy on 92.1 is continuing his broadcast. He's got a double dip from games at Onega in Class 2-1A. So we got those stations covered here on KNZA 103.9 and KMZA 92.1 FM. The Tigers of Jeff West have taken the field. Again, the defensive alignment for Jefferson West. Behind Briggs, Galley the third baseman. Bielman will play at shortstop. Thielen at second. Boyer at first. Pressler the catcher. We got Jacobson in left. Holthouse in center. And Croson is in right field as ACCHS will have Kane Kuntz, Rance Vesser, and Justin Vesser due up here in the top of the first inning. Again, Lake Perry, the backdrop, beautiful day, 75 at first pitch. A breeze just blowing out towards left center, about 10 to 15 at times, but nothing too crazy in that regard. Few clouds in the sky. I'm glad to be a part of your Thursday mid-afternoon. we are set for game number two.
Number six, Kane Koontz.
There we go. ACCHS with Kane Koontz, the right fielder, will lead things off against Cooper Briggs for Jeff West. A deep breath, lifting of the leg and firing. And it's ripped into left field and a first pitch swing, and it's a single to left field. Kane Koontz, a good start, and he is at first base with nobody out.
Number eight, Grant Vassar.
Wasting no time and hanging back on the off-speed pitch and just roped it over Galley at third and dropping in front of Jacobson in left field. So quickly, Briggs will head to the stretch position. Runner at first and nobody out. No score, top one, just getting going. And the first pitch taken by Rance Vesser, the left fielder. It's low for ball one. Once again, ACCHS, they got off to a very, very slow start. They were 1-9 through their first 10 games. And then they went on a stretch where they won five of their next six. There's a pickoff move at first, and just getting back in time is Kane Koontz. And he's just safe under the tag, but that was a little bit closer than he probably wanted. One ball, no strikes. Briggs out of the stretch and a long hold down the pose. Now gets up and fires. Hit to the left side. Could be a double play. Fielded by Beilman. Second for one on the first. Better believe it. The old-fashioned 6-4-3 DP. And just like that, two outs here in the top of the first.
First base for number 11, Justin Vesser.
Here's Justin Vesser, the third baseman, with two outs and nobody on. Nothing smoother than the classic 6-4-3 DP. That first pitch to Justin goes behind him, nearly hit him. Got out of the way. It's one ball and no strikes. Fielded beautifully by Beilman at shorts. Underhand flip to Thielen. On to first to Boyer. Or those two outs. Briggs fires, and this one's hit well left field and drops in for a hit. About the same spot that Kane Koontz had in his first at bats, and a two out single.
Number seven, Max Botteroff.
Here's the cleanup man, the shortstop, Max Botteroff, wearing jersey number seven. Old school. With the black pants, gray jersey tops, the black helmet. Briggs back to the stretch. Two outs, one on. No score, top one. Off speed, it's high. Four ball one, it's 1-0. ACCHS in their 17 games, 101 runs scored. Good for 5.9 a game. Briggs tossed to first. Good throw. Justin Vesser back in time. One ball, no strikes here to Botteroff. That's from the right side, up in it. Slight bend to the knees. Next pitch by Briggs, a little bit low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. ACCHS, their last win, April 29th. They swept Troy, wins it 10-1 and 16-8. Another pitch by Briggs, and they're tossed to first, and a good jump by Justin Vesser, and he beats the throw from first to second. And is in there, sliding head first. A stolen base by Justin Vesser. It was a throw down to first by Pressler, the catcher. And a great jump by Justin to get there. Count two balls and one strike here on Botteroff, the pitch. Pop up and foul out of play. And evens it up, two balls and two strikes. Kane Koontz, he led off the game with a single, and then Rance Vesser grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, and then Justin Vesser singled, stole second, he's there with Botteroff at 2-2. Base hit could give ACCHS an early lead. Briggs sets, lifts the knee and fires. Ground ball foul to the left side. Not much on it, and it stays 2-2. Jefferson West, collectively, have given up 85 runs in their 21 games. That's good for just four a game. Collective, the pitching staff, very strong this year for the Tigers of Jeff West. Two balls and two strikes. Briggs throws back to second, and in time they pick off Justin Vesser at second. Jefferson West Mets will take it. A couple of hits, doing no harm with a double play and a caught stealing at second. We head to the home first. No score. It's game two of our doubleheader here on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Couple of hits for ACCHS in the top of the first, but a double play, and then Justin Vesser being picked off at second base ended that frame. So no runs, two hits, and nobody left. And Jeff West coming up for the first time here on their home field, hosting this 3A regional tournament. In 2024, they will go up against Noah Medeiros. Getting his final warm-up toss is the lefty for ACCHS. He'll face the top of the order, Colin Croson, Ryan Pressler, and Brody Boyer. For 15 and 6, Jefferson West. And if one of those three are able to get on, the cleanup man, Brody Thielen, will follow after that. Appreciate Justin Fluke helping us out here today. Kirk Kilman got us on early. But here we go in the bottom of the first. So here's the right fielder, Colin Croson. We'll bat from the right side, rocking jersey number 18 against the lefty in Medeiros. Winner moves on, and we'll face Sabetha next week in a semifinal here on this field Tuesday afternoon. First pitch by Medeiros is low for ball one. Bottom of the first is underway. Once again, great fan support, both of these teams here this afternoon. Next pitch by Medeiros, catching the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Croson playing in right field. Medeiros working out of a stretch and ripped down the line and left and just foul. Now one ball and two strikes. Defensively for ACCHS, behind Medeiros, Justin Vesser at third, Bodaroff at short, Good Pasture is at second base, at first, Adler Kuntz catching, Rance Vesser in left, Hankey the center fielder, Kane Kuntz is in right. One ball, two strikes the count, here on Croson, bottom of the first, no score. Sets at the belt, fires, just tails a little bit outside, evens up, two balls and two strikes. Batting from the right side, up in the box. Slight bend to the knees for Croson. 2-2. In there, strike three call, belt high, and looking all the way, shaking his head no. Didn't agree with the call, but the umpire says strike number three. So Croson down on strikes, out number one. Here's the catcher, Ryan Pressler. Good start for Medeiros. Here's a ground ball. First pitch swing and fielded. Bobbled by the shortstop. Throw to first is in time. Nice catch there by Bodaroff to avoid a potential error. Two up and two down.
First baseman Brody Boyer.
Score at 6-3. Here's Brody Boyer, the first baseman, with nobody on and two outs in the bottom of the first. Jersey number 43 for Boyer. First pitch, kind of a sidearm style for Medeiros. A little bit outside, ball one. ACCHS, they give up roughly 10 runs a game. That has been a struggle for them here in 2024. High chopper left side, going to be a tough play, and it splits the left side of the infield and out into left field for a two-out hit.
Second baseman number 11, Brody
It was hit hard, took only two bounces before getting to the infield, and you had Justin Vesser at third and Bodaroff at short, kind of crossing each other up, trying to make the play. Neither could do so. So Boyer at first, two outs. Here's Brody Thielen. Lansing at first, not much of a lead. First pitch, a little bit inside for ball one. Jeff West averaging just under 8 runs a game here in 2024. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Medeiros, and it's one ball and one strike. 15 wins on the year for Jeff West. They won 15 last year and 11 2 years ago. This one is popped up. It is going to tail out of play. And Thielen down in the count, one ball and two strikes. A strikeout to Croson, a ground out for Pressler, a two-out single by Boyer. He is at first, and a 1-2 count here on Thielen. Medeiros sets at the belt and fires. Just missing outside and taking second base on a late throw as Boyer gets up into scoring position. That was a very close pitch from the eye. Looked like could have been strike three, but a good eye there for Thielen. Now it evens up, two balls and two strikes. Runner at second, two down. Medeiros will set. Looks back, and to home he goes. Crushed, but way foul out of play. Down the left field line, it stays 2-2. ACCHS, they haven't won a game since late April. They had games canceled last week against Riverside and McLeod. It was tough sledding for a lot of teams down the home stretch with all the rain in the area. Another foul ball here for Thielen, so it stays 2-2. But they were able to play earlier this week. Again, they got one game in at Onega, and it was a 16-6, or I should say ACCHS hosted that game, but losing 16-6. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. The pitch. It is hit out towards center field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. Playing deep was Hanke, and it just dropped in enough. So after two early outs, a single, a stolen base, and a single drives in the first run.
Designated hitter, Brady Gahan.
Hanke in center playing very deep and had no chance to get that one. And Boyer scores easily from second base. So Thielen drives in the first run. Jeff West a 1-0 lead. And here's Brady Skahan. The DH here today. Bats from the right side. Tad open on the stance. Medeiros fires. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. So Jefferson West on the board first. Thielen at first. To throw over to first. Thielen back in time. Well, Jeff West losing to Bishop Ward, who's the top seed in this tournament last year in the regional championship. Pitch outside, steal attempt, throw to second offline, and a second stolen base here in the inning as Thielen slides in safely. Well, if Skahan can put one out in play, could potentially add another run with two outs. 1-1 count, though. And this one's hit to the left side, and it's off the glove of Vesser at third, and they're going to hold the run at third. And now the throw gets way out of line. And if Thielen was heads up, he could have scored, but it stays 1-0, but now runners will be at second and third. Or the throw got away, and it hit the netting here, so the umpire does give the run.
Third baseman, number 25, Gage Gallon.
So an errant throw allows that run to score. So Jeff West now a 2-0 lead. And Skahan drives it in. A sharp single to left. And he is at second base. At two outs. And now the umpires converging down the first base line. I believe they're talking about... Well, they said the ball went into the dugout, but... It was inside the dugout, meaning like not quite there. It hit the netting. So I thought that was still a live ball, so I was a little surprised they awarded Thielen the run from third, but they will hold the call, and it stays 2-0. So here's Galley, the third baseman, the sixth batter in the inning for Jeff West, and they have scored two runs, both with two outs. Madero sets at the belt, fires a little bit low for ball one. Well, Madero's cooked quickly with two early outs, but a single, and a single to follow that has driven in the first two runs of the game for Jefferson West. And a chance at another potentially with a base hit. Next pitch, caught the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. ACCHS wins this year over Jackson Heights. They swept Horton, split with Morehill Mount Academy, and got two wins against Troy. Next pitch, just a little bit outside. Two balls and one strike here on Galley. That was the 20th pitch of the inning for Madero's. Just trying to get out of it with no more harm done. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Good location there, and Galley now has to play protection mode with a two-strike count. Evened up, 2-2. Galley able to do something here, then Beilman follows. Two runs are in. There's a throwback to second, and back safely is Gahan. Two-two count, two outs, one on, 2-0. Jeff West, bottom one. Madero sets at the belt. Little glance back to second, fires it in. In there, strike three looking, and it retires the side. But two out RBI singles for Jefferson West, and they're off to a 2-0 lead. We go to the second here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KNZA.
Well, Jeff West, two-out RBI singles in the bottom of the first. A 2-0 lead for the home team Tigers. And now the away Tigers step in for their second at-bat. Top of the second. 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Botteroff swings and fouls off the first pitch. And it's 0-1. He was up to bat with two outs in the first, but Justin Vesser was picked off at second to end the inning. So Botteroff will get another chance here at the dish. And a high chopper, left side deep in the shortstop hole, long throw to first, and it's in time. Beautifully done by Beilman for out number one.
Number 13, Alder.
And that was deep in the shortstop hole near the grass. And a very accurate throw beats Botteroff for out number one. Here's Adler Kuntz, the catcher. That's from the right side. Tad bit closed on his stance. Bat in front of the right shoulder, now resting it. And watches the first pitch dive into the dirt for ball one. 2-0 Jefferson West in the top of the second. Winner gets Sabetha in a semifinal of this regional tournament next Tuesday afternoon. Another pitch low and outside from Briggs. And it's two balls and no strikes. Defense fairly straight up for Jeff West behind Briggs. And the 2-0 is upstairs. And it's three balls and no strikes. ACCHS had two singles in the first. Rance Vesser grounded into a double play, and then Justin Vesser picked off again at second to end that frame. There's a pitch right down the middle on 3-0, so now three balls and one strike. Adler looking the entire way. The sun popping in and out of the clouds. Few of them, not many. Next pitch in there for a strike, and it goes from 3-0 to 3-2. Nobody on and one out here in the second. Briggs, a deep breath, 3-2 on the way. And it catches the outside corner, strike three call. So gets behind 3-0 and comes back with three straight strikes for the outs. For Briggs, first strikeout of the game, two outs, nobody on. Here's number six in the order, second baseman Brooks Goodpasture. Right-hander against the righty. First pitch is in the dirt for ball one. ACCHS six wins coming into this one. They won six games last year and just four games in 2022. Popped up in the infield, left side, shortstop Bioman waving off his teammates to make the catch for the out. We'll go ahead and keep it right here in between the innings as it's three up and three down. As Bonneroff grounded out to short, Adler Kuntz struck out, and Brooks Goodpasture popped out to the shortstop there. So we'll keep it here for this in-between inning here as we'll head to the bottom of the first inning. Jefferson West will have the bottom third of the order, 7, 8, and 9. It'll be Drew Bioman, Alex Jacobson, and Tucker Holthouse in this frame, working against Noah Medeiros. We'll step aside for a quick 30. Bottom two coming your way next.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
KNZA.
Jeff West, a 2-0 lead over ACCHS, 3A Regional Tournament Baseball. First round action from Ozaki here today. Two runs in the first for Jefferson West. RBIs from Brody Thielen and Brady Skahan. Different so far early. ACCHS, they have gone through the minimum offensively in the first two innings. So Medeiros trying to keep it at a 2-0 mark here as he gets his final couple warm-up tosses in. Once again facing Bioman, Jacobson, and Holthouse for Jeff West, bottom third of their order here today.
Leading off for Jeff West, number two, Drew Bioman.
So Bioman steps in, playing shortstop today. First time at the dish here against Medeiros. Medeiros, the lefty against the righty in Bioman. Sets at the belt. First pitch is high for a ball. Bottom two is underway. Sun's starting to creep back out through the clouds. Medeiros sets the lefty, a 1-0 count, and fires. Just missing, and it's two balls and no strikes. Top seed Bishop Ward, a 12-2 win over Royal Valley earlier this afternoon advancing. Paralee Compton and Riverside facing off as we speak, trying to get an update as soon as we can on that one. Those two games being played at the top seed Bishop Ward, who's undefeated and number one in the state. Bioman fouled off the pitch there. Two balls and one strike. The 2-1 is a swing and a miss. Now evens up 2-2. Darrow sets and fires off speed outside and low, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Big pitch here early on. Darros was going into his windup, and the umpire calls a quick time. They settle back in. Madero sets and fires. Ground ball left side, slow roller. Justin Vesser, the third baseman, to his left. Low throw, dug up in time, and a good play for out number one.
Number nine, Alex Jacobson.
Well, Bioman retired 5-3. Jacobson steps in. Alex Jacobson, the left fielder, number eight in the order for Jefferson West today. 2-0 their lead, bottom two. Madero's fires, a little bit low, a little bit outside. One ball, no strikes. The key in these games late in the year, limiting the defensive mistakes. Got to get good pitching as well. Madero's a good pitch there. Finding the strike zone with an outside fastball. One ball, one strike. You're on Jacobson. Kicks and fires. A little bit high. Adler Coons trying to shade it back into the zone. Umpire didn't take that one. It's 2-1. Two one on the way. It is high. Now 3-1. Madero's got behind Bioman, worked it back to a full count. Ultimately, Bioman grounded out to third, and now behind here, 3-1. 3-1 swinging, slicing it towards the gap in right center field, and a diving catch is made. Ho-ho, baby, tip the cap to Handke in center. A diving effort to save extra bases, and there's two outs.
Center fielder number five, Tucker Holtout.
So two good defensive efforts. First by Justin Vesser at third, and Handke laying out to take that one away in right center field. First pitch swinging for Tucker Holthaus. It is grounded foul. It's 0-1. So two outs and nobody on. Holthaus, a tall left-hander, number nine in the order in center field today. Lefty fires Madero's. Swing and a miss. Tailed it away from the zone. Holthaus upset with himself with that swing. Has to gather as it's now no balls and two strikes. This would be a good bounce back inning for Madero's after giving up the two runs in the first. Here's an 0-2 in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. The sun continues to kind of creep in and out of the few clouds, so it'll pop up some shade, then it creeps back through. But temp-wise, couldn't ask for a better afternoon. Popped up in the infield and kind of tailing towards foul territory and into the fans and landing in an empty seat. Whoever was in that seat got up at the right time because it landed right in that seat. One fan probably not going home with the game ball, but check the Major League reference there. Appreciate that. One ball and two strikes. Madero's fires. Hit well. Off the end of the bat, though. Playable in right field. Moving to the gap and making the catch. Kane Koontz for the out. So Madero's coming back. His defense helping him out. And we head to the third inning. 2-0 Jeff West here on KNZA.
KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Kansaland Radio.
In the ag market these days.
To the third inning we go. 2-0 Jefferson West here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, Justin Fluke, appreciate it very much. Great time to be hanging out at the ballpark. Jeff West trying to continue with this lead. Briggs back to work. And a first pitch strike to the bottom third of the order. Noah Medeiros will lead things off here for ACCHS. Balls behind 0-1. No runs, couple of hits for ACCHS. This one is sliced down the left field line and missing on a dive is the left fielder Jacobson, and it gets all the way up to the corner fence. Medeiros will trot into second base with a leadoff double. A near incredible catch by Jacobson, but just couldn't get there in time.
Number 16, Nate.
So here is the first baseman, Nate who steps in and bats from the right side. What a good start for ACCHS here in this inning. The runner in scoring position with nobody out. Briggs out of the stretch and steps off and fakes a throw back to second base, but nobody covering, and Medeiros is back in safely. Nate will be followed by Elijah Webb here in the top of the third. Pitch by Briggs. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. The middle infield not quite holding on Medeiros, but playing close to that second base bag. There's a curveball that bends back into the zone and makes it no balls and two strikes. Good pitch there. Nate on the right side of the batter's box, open on his stance. Here's an 0-2. He's got a piece of this one to left field, but playable. Not much of a move there for Jacobson. Backs up two steps, makes the catch. Four out number one.
Designated hitter, Elijah
Webb. So Medeiros still at second base, now one out. Here's number nine, Elijah Webb, the DH. The old school, no batting gloves from the right side. ACCHS really would like to get that runner in from second. First pitch a little bit high to Webb for ball one. Once again, the middle infield hanging around second, not holding him on. There's a swing and a miss by Webb, and it's one ball and one strike. Pitch tailed away through the outer edge. Jeff West eliminated ACCHS last year in this same exact game, first round of the regional tournament. That was an 8-1 final. They would like to certainly do the same thing here again. They're up 2-0 here in the third. There's a swing and a miss by Webb, and it's 1-2. Briggs sets, looks back to second, fires home, and it's inside, dancing out of the way is Webb, and we even things up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noah Medeiros with a leadoff double. He is at second with one out. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch to Webb is fouled straight back. And it stays 2-2. The lone common opponents between these two this season was Jefferson County North. ACCHS lost both of those games, 16-1 and 14-4. Jeff West beat JCN 5-4 and 12-2. There's a swing and a miss. And a strikeout. Make it number 2. For Cooper Briggs.
Number 6, Kane Koontz.
So we head back to the top of the order. Kane Koontz, who singled in the first, but was the first out of that 6-4-3 double play. ACCHS in danger of stranding the leadoff double. Briggs fires in there for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Sun back through the clouds. Not much shade on the field. Nobody holding on Medeiros. Here's an 0-1, and it's fouled straight back and behind us out of play, and it's quickly 0-2. The right fielder, Kane Koontz. Plays up in the right side batter's box, but needs to protect. Down two strikes. Chest high sets for Briggs and fires. And a pitch that was up and in and somehow got around it and dropped it over the third baseman. And this is going to drive in a run on a pitch that was well up and well in. That was an impressive at bat to put that one in play, looping it to shallow left just inside the line, and it's 2-1.
Left fielder, number 8, Grant Besser.
It's a single, and then Kane Koontz getting to second base on the throw home. So the deficit cut in half, it's 2-1. First pitch, swing and a miss to Rance Vetser for strike number one. So Medeiros, they do get him in from second. Much needed for ACCHS to get on the board here early. And now a base hit could potentially tie the game. Briggs back to work, 0-1. Here on Rance Vetser, the pitch. This one is hit towards shallow left center field, and that ball drops in for a hit. Rounding it is Kane Koontz. The throw to the plate is not in time. And once again, a similar scenario, and now the game is tied at 2-2. A single and an RBI for Rance Vetser, and to second on the throw home. So back-to-back RBI singles by the top two in the order has tied the game. Here in the top of the third. Now Justin Vetser steps in, singled his first time up, but was picked off at second. Throw is low, kicks left, throw to third, is not in time. Kicks away from Holthaus, but Vetser will stay at third base. So the count, one ball and no strikes. Here on Justin Vetser. A base hit would give ACCHS the lead. Now a 2-2 game here in the top of the third. The umpire will take a quick pause to wipe off home plate. And we are back to it. So a leadoff double followed by a flyout and a strikeout. ACCHS came back with Koontz and Vetser with back-to-back RBI singles. Pitch low and inside. Now two balls and no strikes. Briggs with the runner at third. Just going out more of a traditional windup. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, and it's 3-0. Max Botteroff due up next. But the Tigers of ACCHS have battled back here early. And we got ourselves a 2-2 game. See what Briggs delivers here on 3-0. Swing and a miss. And it's three balls and one strike. Runner at third is Rance Vetser. Justin Vetser at the plate still has the count at 3-1. And the pitch a little bit outside, ball four.
Number 7, Max Botteroff.
So Rance Vetser at third, Justin Vetser at first base after the two-out walk. And now here's Max Botteroff, who grounded out to short in his first at-bat. Two-two game, top three. The pitch, a little bit low, ball one. The winner gets Sabetha in the semifinals next week. Those games will be played Tuesday afternoon right here in Ozaukee. Briggs sets, chest high, lifts the left, fires with the right. It's in there for a strike. One ball, one strike here on Botteroff, wearing jersey number 7. are at the corners with two outs. High chopper left side, a tough play, and it finds the hole past Bioman. And ACCHS, another RBI single, and they take a 3-2 lead.
Number 15, Adler Poots.
The top of the order doing damage here for ACCHS. Kane Kuntz, Rance Vesser, and now Max Bodaroff, all with RBI singles. Runners at first and second, a 3-2 game, and still two outs. Here's Adler Kuntz, the catcher, struck out his first time up. Briggs fires, missing a little bit up and out, and it's 1-0. A good bounce-back inning here for ACCHS, and they can still add more. Fastball missing outside, two balls and no strikes. This is the eighth batter to come up here in the inning for ACCHS. Briggs sets, looking back at second, no hold and fires. That pitch is in there for a strike, and it's now two balls and one strike. Holthouse in center, playing a little bit shallow. Pitch, 2-1. Oh, and waving at one outside and missing. Evens it up, two balls and two strikes. 2-2, two outs, two on. 3-2 game, ACCHS with their first lead. They have scored three in this inning. Big 2-2 pitch coming up on the way, and a tie inside, and the count is full. Brooks Goodpasture is due up next. So another big pitch coming up here for Briggs. This is going to be his 48th pitch of the game. Here it comes. Ground ball left side, and it finds the hole again at ACCHS with their fourth RBI single of the inning. And now it's a double up with ACCHS out in front 4-2. Justin Vesser in from second base. Bodaroff will stop at second. An RBI for Adler Kuntz. A meeting on the hill for Jeff West. And it looks like a pitching change. So Briggs is out. So we'll let you know who's in after a timeout. ACCHS continuing a two-out spurt. 4-2, they lead it. Back with this pitching change right after this.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, how about the inning continuing for ACCHS? They have played it four. They now lead it 4-2. Drew Bioman is the new pitcher for Jefferson West. ACCHS still with two on and two outs. Four RBI singles in the inning, and ACCHS now with their ninth man up to the plate. Pitches low, skips away, and everybody moves up. So now, a base hit could add two more. Runners at second and third with two down. Bioman out of the windup and fires. Hit down the left field line, but foul. One ball and one strike here on Goodpasture, who's 0-for-1, popped out to short his first time up. So Briggs goes 2 2/3. He is responsible for the two runners aboard. Lyleman just trying to stop the bleeding. Here's the pitch. A little bit outside. Two balls and one strike. RBI singles by Kane Kuntz, Rance Vesser, Max Bodaroff, and Adler Kuntz in this inning. Ground ball left side. Skahan at short. Has time. Fields throws and gets it to first in time. But ACCHS, four RBI singles in the frame, and they have a 4-2 lead on Jeff West. We head to the home third here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Ganzaland Radio.
Four runs on five hits in the top of the third for ACCHS. They have a 4-2 lead on the home Tigers.
Right fielder Colin Croson.
So the final line for Briggs, 2 2/3, four runs allowed, seven hits. He had a walk and a strikeout as Beilman was able to come in and prevent any more damage. So here we go. Medeiros now with a lead for the first time today. Back to work on the bump. Here is the top of the order. Colin Croson will lead things off. First pitch outside for ball one. Four RBI singles in that inning for ACCHS. One ball, no strikes. Croson struck out in his first at bat. Takes a little chin music and backs away. Now two balls and no strikes. The shade coming back, sun going behind the clouds. Certainly feel a little cool down when that happens. Next pitch way outside. Hits the backstop. Now three balls and no strikes. Last thing you want to do is put the leadoff man on with a free pass after your team scored four in the last half inning to take a two-run lead. And that is exactly what Medeiros does, a four-pitch walk, and Croson to first.
Ryan Pressler.
And here's the catcher, Ryan Pressler. Ground out to short. His first AB. Runner at first, nobody out. Bottom three, 4-2, ACCHS on top. Pressler rocks jersey number one. That's on the right side. A lot of movement with the bat above the right shoulder. Medeiros fires to first. And back safely with a head-first slide is Croson. Out of the stretch, the lefty the advantage, being able to look at first and firing home. Outside missing with a fastball. Pressler jumps in front. It's one ball and no strikes. The wind has died down just a touch. That first game with Sabetha Hiawatha had a little bit more of a breeze. Not so much here currently in game number two. Another throw to first. Croson back in time. Two runs on three hits through the first two-plus innings here for Jeff West. Here's a steal attempt. Throw to second. Little high and safely in. And now the throw gets out into center field, but not enough time for Croson to go to third, so he steals second. That pitch was high. And for Pressler, it's now two balls and no strikes. Well, base hits. Good cut the deficit to one. Runner in scoring position now with nobody out. Shows bunt, puts it down, but it's foul. And the first strike of the count, now 2-1. Wow. Black jersey tops for Jefferson West, white pants, red numerals, white trim. Tigers across the chest in bold lettering. Medeiros out of the stretch. Good lead at second. And a nice bunt put down the right field line and picking it up, but it's going to be foul. The fans are cheering, but I don't think they realize that the umpire is calling foul. That ball looked like it was picked up right on the line. Medeiros needed to wait just a hair longer. It would have gone foul, but he probably caught a break there. All that is just a foul ball, and it evens the count at 2-2. That was a beautiful placement there for Pressler. And now has to gather up, and odds are won't do that again. It's 2-2. Here's the pitch. He will show bunt. He does put it down. It is in play. It's well placed, and the throw is not even going to be in time. And everyone is safe. Gutsy play. He puts it down, and runners at the corners with nobody out. A bunt single for Pressler. Pressler at first represents the tying run. So now at the corners with nobody down, Jeff West putting something together. Here's Brody Boyer, who singled and scored in the first. Medeiros out of the stretch. Needs to settle. His team still leads 4-2, but Jeff West threatening. First pitch high for ball one. The last time we were here on KNCA, Jeff West was hosting Prairie Lake Compton. That was back in early April. Tigers got down 5 in that game. Perry was cruising along, and then Jeff West put together a monster rally late to ultimately win it 7-6. And we got a courtesy runner coming in here for Jefferson West. They will take the spot at first base for Pressler. Courtesy runner at first for Pressler. Croson at third. At the corners. A 1-1 count here on Boyer, and a throw to first and back safely. Kim Medeiros limit damage, if any damage, here in this inning. His team came back and got him 4 runs in the top half of this inning. Jeff West now trailing by 2, but the first 2 runners on at the corners with nobody out. Medeiros sets the belt, fires, and this is roped straight away center field and not playing it well, and it's well over the fence or well over the head of Hanke and up to the fence. 1 run is in, 4-3. They're going to wave it around. Here's the courtesy runner, throw to the plate, well offline. It's a 2 RBI double, and just like that, the game is tied. Hanke in center kind of stared at it for a minute, did not move, and then by the time he realized he had no chance, that ball was over his head and all the way to the fence. So Boyer drives in 2, the game is tied at 4, and he moves to third on the throw home. Still nobody out. Jeff West, just like that, comes back and ties the game. A chance to take the lead. Sharp hit up the middle. And just like that, another RBI. This time for Thielen again. And it's 5-4, Jeff West. Not wasting any time with the first pitch. A sharp single to center.
Shortstop, number 6, Brady Gahan.
So the first 4 have reached. The first 3 have scored. Thielen at first. Nobody out. Jeff West 5, ACCHS 4, bottom 3. Here's Gahan. Takes a pitch high and outside for ball number 1. He singled in a run in the first. He's got Thielen at first with nobody out. Good bounce back inning here for Jeff West to quickly retake the lead. Next pitch outside. Steal attempt. Good throw on the money. Tag placed and in time for the out. How about Adler Koontz with a sharp throw to second and the tag applied, and Thielen is caught stealing. That is the first and very important out for ACCHS in the inning. One out, nobody on. Here's a 2-0. Check swing foul to the right side. It was nearly fair. just right side of the line. One ball and one strike. And Jeff West, they again have done the damage. Another foul ball. And it's one ball and two strikes. Croson walked, Pressler singled, a double by Boyer, and then Thielen with a single. Three runs in the inning. High fly ball left side. Could be a tough play. Shortstop Bodaroff backs up right to the edge of the grass to make the catch for out number two.
Third baseman Gage Dally.
So a caught stealing and then a pop out to short, back-to-back outs, two outs, nobody on. Here's Galley. Struck out his first time up. The sixth hitter to come to the plate here in the third. Jeff West, two in the first. They have added three in the third. First pitch to him, low and inside for ball number one. A 5-4 game, Jeff West, bottom three. Good one so far. Popped up, right side, tails foul, and it's one ball and one strike. Galley was the leading rebounder in the Big Seven during the basketball season. For head coach Joe Smith, Tigers have had a couple good years under Coach Smith. On the hardwood, Galley's been very good in that sport along, of course, here with baseball. Two balls and one strike. Another pitch by Medeiros is up and outside. Now, three balls and one strike. Bioman due up next. Damage has been done. Jeff West has retaken the lead after they got down 4-2 before coming up here. There's a slow spinner to the right side. Medeiros backhands and shovels just in time to first for the out. But RBIs in the inning from Brody Boyer and Brody Thielen. We head to the top of the fourth inning, a 5-4 Jeff West lead.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Number nine, Noah Medeiros.
To the fourth inning we go, ACCHS and Jeff West in a 5-4 Jeff West lead. Jeff West jumped out with two in the first, and ACCHS scored four in the third to take a 4-2 lead, but Jeff West back with three in the bottom of the third, take a 5-4 lead. First pitch swinging, fly ball left field, playable for Jacobson, makes the catch, one pitch and one out.
Number 16, Nate Doom.
So a fly out to left field. Medeiros had a double in his first at bat, but lines out here for out number one in the fourth. Bioman back to work. And the first pitch missing a little bit up to who flew out to left his first time up. Nate, the first baseman, takes a strike here, evens up, one ball and one strike. ACCHS, four runs on seven hits. They had five in that four-run inning. They got Briggs out of the game. Bioman took over and got that important final out to stop the bleeding. There's a swing and a miss, and it's now 1-2 here on Bioman fires. Just missing outside, 2-2.
Number
Regional baseball games underway this week. Softball games will start next week, and there's a swing and a miss. And Bielman with the strikeouts, his second, or I should say his first of the afternoon.
28, Elijah Webb.
So two up and two down. Here's number nine in the order, the DH, Elijah Webb. He struck out his first time up. And Bielman trying to go quickly here in the top of the fourth. Sets it up and fires. Fastball in there, Money Styles, for a strike. Sun back peeking out. A 5-4 game here in the fourth. And there's another strike, clips the outside corner. So a quick strike away from a quick 1-2-3 inning potentially. See if Webb can protect. Bielman has a flow going to it. And there is a swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts, a three-up and three-down frame. We head to the home fourth, Jeff West 5 and ACCHS 4.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hanzaland Radio.
Well, there is a new pitcher for ACCHS as Justin Vesser takes over for Medeiros, who goes three innings, allows five runs, six hits, a couple of strikeouts, and a couple of walks. Trying to get the defensive alignment here for ACCHS. Looks like they move Goodpasture to third. Always tough to figure out who moves where. They moved from first to second.
Leading off for Jeff Webb, pitcher number two, Drew Bielman.
And it looks like they put Medeiros at first. So Goodpasture now at third, Ooms at second, Medeiros at first. Justin Vesser, the new pitcher. He'll face Bielman here for Jeff West. First pitch missing for ball one. Bottom four, Jeff West 5, ACCHS 4. Good one here in this first round game. 3-6 matchup. Pitch runs inside. Ooh, made a caught. The umpire caught the hand of the umpire, shaking it off, and it's going to be two balls and no strikes here on Bielman, who grounded out to third. His first time up. Bielman, Jacobson, Holthaus. Bottom three in the Jeff West order, holding on to this 5-4 lead. They scored two in the first, three in the third. ACCHS, all four of their runs in the third. Vesser, a right-hander. He fires. There's a swing and a miss, and it's two balls and one strike. Just got a piece. So once again, Medeiros, who started the game, he's at first. Gives up the five runs, six hits with a couple of strikeouts. 2-1 on the way. There's a nice pitch. Swung on and missed. Tailed away from the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. Shakes yes to the side. Justin fires. Oh, and it comes up and hits the helmet. He has got a hard head indeed. He gets up and runs to first. Wow, hit by the pitch.
Alex Jacobson.
Boy, he took that one square off the left side of the helmet, and that's why you wear him. So a two-strike count. And a pitch that runs up inside, and Bielman takes first with nobody out. Here's Jacobson, lined out to center in his first at-bat. Sun back out. Now quickly, Justin Vesser working from the stretch. Shakes the ball in his right hand, settles in the glove, lifts and fires. Low pitch, good block by Adler Koontz, the catcher, to keep that one in front, potentially stopping that from getting maybe Beilman up to second base. So one ball, no strikes. A 5-4 Jeff West lead here in the home fourth. And there's a pickoff move, but the runner takes off and it goes away, and it's going to be a balk anyways. Well, maybe that helps ACCHS, because if it's just a throw to first, that one got away, and Beilman easily would have got to third. But Beilman is now at second on the balk. A little bit of a hesitation there. We actually saw a balk last night, our games on CARE 93.7. We saw one that led to a run. This one does not lead to a run, but it does get a runner into scoring position with nobody out. One ball, no strikes. Jacobson, he will show bunts. He puts it down, but it's foul. Now one ball and one strike. Nobody out. Runner at second. Still a 1-1 count. See if Jacobson tries to put it down again to get that runner to third. Every run crucial in a do-or-die ball game. Jacobson showing AB. Besser taking his time. The bunt shown, and he pulls back, but it's in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Now we'll see if he tries to do it again. We did see a two-strike bunt attempt by Pressler last inning that resulted in an infield hit. Jeff West not afraid to put a bunt down with two strikes. He will show. He pulls back. It's a ball that's outside, gets to the backstop, and may not have to do it anymore. Beilman up to third. The wild pitch gets Beilman to third with nobody out. And it's a 2-2 count here on Jacobson. Looking for a productive at-bat to get the run in. Good eye just missed off the outer edge, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes with Holthaus due up next. 5-4, Jeff West here in the home fourth. Looking to add with a runner at third, nobody out. And a line shot to the gap in right center. That is down for a base hit. And Jacobson comes through with the RBI single. The lead extends, now 6-4.
Center fielder number 5, Tucker Holthaus.
Here is Tucker Holthaus. Lined out to right in his first at-bat. He's got Jacobson at first, nobody out. A run is in, now 6-4. So a walk, followed by a balk, and then a wild pitch, hitting Beilman to third. And on a 3-2 count, Jacobson a sharp single to right center. Vesser with a toss over to first. Jacobson back in time. Well, he's got the left protector on the hand. That's when you know someone likes to steal. They throw back to first again. A little bit closer on that one, but Jacobson is back safely. Justin Vesser replacing Medeiros to start this inning. Here is a slow chopper to the left side. This is going to be a tough play for Good Pasture, and it's picked up inside the line. It's fair, and everyone is safe. Holthaus with the infield single.
Right fielder, Colin Croson.
Back to the top of the order, Colin Croson. So the first three have reached. One is in. Now Jacobson at second, Holthaus at first. Nobody out. Croson is 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. 6-4, Jeff West, bottom four, looking to add more. Esser sets at the belt, fires. Oh, and it goes behind the batter. And to the backstop it goes, and everybody moves up. Croson did? Croson being told that he has been hit 19 times, which has set a school record. Wow, that's a lot. That doesn't sound fun at all. We're going to have a meeting on the hill. We'll see if it's a pitching change or not, but... boy, ACCHS, they clawed back, took a two-run lead in the third with four runs of their own, But Jeff West immediately followed up in the bottom of the third with three runs to retake a 5-4 lead. They have now added another in the fourth to make it 6-4, and they still have two on and nobody out. And it looks like it won't be a pitching change, just a meeting on top of the hill. Bioman started with a walk, ultimately driven in by Jacobson's single. And then Holthouse had an infield single as well. Right now, Jacobson at third, Holthouse at second, both advancing on a wild pitch right before that meeting. And Croson just apparently likes to be hit 19 times this year. Baffled. That is a school record that nobody wants to break. Vesser back to it. First pitch low. Good stop there by Adler Koontz, keeping it in front. There's not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop, so if one gets by, interesting to see how aggressive Jeff West would be in that scenario. But a 2-0 count here now for Croson. And the pitch. Ripped to the left side. It's inside. It is a fair ball. All the way to the fence. This is going to clear the two on. And how about a 2-RBI double for Colin Croson? Just inside the line at third. That was a frozen rope. And he says, hit that.
Ryan Pressler
is in now as the inning continues. It's now 8-4 Jefferson West. Croson at second base. Still nobody out. He is 1-for-2. He had a bunt single in the third. Came around to score. He is also grounded out to short. First pitch outside, 1-0. Jeff West did not take long to take back control of this game. And there are still nobody out. Vessers pitch is a little bit high, 2-0. Pressler, the catcher, batting from the right side. Base hit could add another. Croson at second. Vesser steps off, throws back, throw wide, but Hume, the second baseman, with the stop. Well, if you're ACCHS, you just want to get an out. They have yet to do that here in the bottom of the fourth. Vesser looking back. Big-time lead, taking off, showing bunt, pulling back, throw to first, third, I should say, and playing up was Goodpasture, so he had no chance to get an out there. And Croson with a stolen base to third. And now the count is 3-0 on Pressler. Vesser sets and fires in a strike. It's 3-1. The first four have reached, and the first three have scored. 3-1, swinging, high fly ball, shallow center, and a jumping catch, but it's going to be well deep enough to score the run. Productive at bat. It's out number one, but a run is in. It's now 9-4.
Number 43, Brody Boyer.
That was nearly misplayed by Hanke, but able to jump up and make the catch. A Pressler with the RBI. Base is empty, one down. Here's Boyer. It was Ben Sharp, 2-for-2. A single, a double, two driven in, and two runs scored. Vesser's pitch. That's missing a little bit low, ball one. Not long ago, ACCHS had a 4-2 lead. Now they look up and see they're down 9-4. There's a fastball that's in there for a strike, and one ball and one strike. Vesser able to work out of the windup again, and now called time by the umpire. Boyer takes one step out of the box. Lathers it up and steps back in. Here's a 1-1. Low and inside. Two balls and one strike. Thielen due up next. 4 runs on 3 hits in this inning. There's an off-speed pitch missing, and now 3 balls and 1 strike. A 3-1 3-1 by Vesser. And it's roped. Oh, and it hits off the leg of Vesser. Gathers, picks it up, and throws to first in time. That might leave a mark. But he looks to be all good to go. Took a little liner there, and that's out number two. It was hit pretty well, but Vesser takes a shot, but he gets it in time to first for out number two. Here's Thielen. Two outs, nobody on. He singled and scored in the first, also driving in a run, and now rips it left side and out into left field for a base hit. So Thielen is now 3-for-3.
Shortstop, Brady Skahan.
He is at first with two down. Here's Skahan. Singled in a run in the first and has also popped out to short. 9-4, Jeff West. Here in the bottom of the fourth, they have scored seven in the last two innings. Vesser's throw to first. Nice rifling over there, but not in time. Thielen back safely. Two outs and one on. Pitch to Skahan. Low and in the dirt. Gets to the backstop. And Thielen to second without a throw. So a base hit. Could add another for Jeff West. Wind picking up just a touch, blown out towards right center field. 1-0 pitch to Skahan in the dirt. Now two balls and no strikes. The eighth batter to come up here in the bottom of the fourth for Jeff West. Runner at second, two down. 2-0 in there for a strike, two balls and one strike. Galley due up next. But damage continuing to be done by this Jeff West offense. The pitch in the dirt, gets to the backstop again, another wild pitch, and Thielen gets up to third. And now the count, three balls and one strike here to Skahan. Skahan, the DH today, wearing jersey number 6. Base hit would add a run. Vesser sets and fires. Pitch that was low, probably ball 4, but swung on and missed, and not evens, but gets the count now to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Big 3-2, 2 outs, runner at 3rd. The pitch, it is high, ball 4. And it gets to the backstop, potential play at the plate, not in time. Sliding under it is Thielen, and he scores.
Third baseman Gage Galley.
That wasn't a bad pitch. It was just tying. Jumping up was the catcher in Koontz and just couldn't pull it down. And heady base running by Thielen to score. So another run is in. It's now 10-4. 5 have scored in the inning. And Jeff West have officially batted around. It's number 9 up in the inning with Gage Galley. Runner at first, throw to first, and it was close, but not in time. Skahan back safely. Vesser's got a good pickoff move. Jeff West getting a little more aggressive on the base path as we continue on. Vesser out of the set and throws to first again and back safely again. Well, ACCHS just needs to get out of the inning and regather. Here's the pitch by Vesser. In there for a strike. Steal attempt. Throws low. And did he come off the bag? Maybe a little bit, but he's able to get the hand on and a stolen base for Skahan. So he's in the scoring position with two down. No balls and one strike here to Galley. Runner at second is Skahan, and now a meeting on the bump. It's been a long half inning. Oh, never mind. He wants to talk about maybe the runner coming off and Skahan there at second base about maybe being an out. That was a quick meeting. He will stay out there, and Skahan is safe. Well, you might as well try. With the way the last two innings have gone here for ACCHS, And now the middle infield umpires officially make the safe call. So Galley will have to set back in. The count, no balls and one strike. Scahan at second base, two down. Five have scored in the inning. Jeff West's lead on ACCHS is now up to 10-4. Besser sets at the belt, looks back to second, fires home. Low and outside, it's one ball and one strike. The winner gets Sabetha. The semifinals coming up on Tuesday afternoon, right back here in Ozaukee, the pitch. Nice curl in there, catching the outside corner, one ball and two strikes. Tigers of ACCHS just trying to get out of it. Besser's pitch. In there, strike three call, and that does retire the side, but the damage certainly has been done. Five more score for Jeff West. Their lead is 10-4 here on KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Drew Beilman back to work for Jefferson West. They have scored eight runs in the last two innings. Their lead on ACCHS now 10-4.
Number six, Kane Poots.
As we start the fifth inning of play here in this quarterfinal matchup in the Class 3A Regional here in Ozaukee this afternoon. Top of the order for ACCHS, Kane Poots, Rance Vesser, and Justin Vesser. Beilman's first pitch here in the fifth, in there for a strike. Kane Poots, he is 2-for-2, two singles. He has scored a run. He has driven in a run. There's a swing and a miss. Took one off there, and it's no balls and two strikes. Beilman took the spot of Cooper Briggs, who got the start today after ACCHS scored their four runs in the third. Beilman came in and got that final out and has been in ever since. Next pitch was outside, 1-2. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. A strike three call. Through it was Kane Poots missing that one. And now Rance Vesser.
Number eight, Rance Vesser.
That is the fourth strikeout for Beilman. First pitch to Rance Vesser. It is low in the dirt for ball one. Rance, he grounded into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. He singled, scored, and had an RBI in that four-run third. Next pitch in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. ACCHS are going to have to put a rally together. Down 10-4 here in the fifth. Beilman cruising along. Here's the pitch outside, and it's three balls and no strikes. Made sure he got it over the strike zone there. Strike call. It's now 3-1. Nobody on and one out. Straight away pop up. Shallow center. Could be a tough play, but it stays up just enough for Holthouse in center to make the catch for out number two.
Number 11, Justin Vesser.
So two up and two down for Beilman here in the top of the fifth. Here's Justin Vesser, who has walked and is singled. He has also scored a run. That's from the right side, plays up in the box. Beilman kicks, sets, delivers in a pitch, swung on and missed for strike number one. ACCHS, four runs on five hits in the third inning. The other three innings, no runs on just two hits. And there's a swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2. And a chance for Beilman to go 1-2-3 once again. The pitch. And waiting on it, slicing it to the right side, but fielded good by Thielen over to first, low throw, dug out by Boyer, and that retires the side. So Beilman makes quick work in the top of the fifth. 10-4, Jeff West, to the home fifth we go here on KNZA.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there are some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890.
Kansaland Radio.
High school baseball here on KNZA. 3A Regional in Ozaukee. Jeff West 10, ACCHS 4. As we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bottom of the order, Drew Beilman, Alex Jacobson, Tucker Holthouse will lead things off here. Or I should say, are up here in the fifth. A 10-4 game, four runs would end it if Jeff West can put that together. But Vesser back to work. First pitch, bends in there for a strike. Beilman is grounded out to third. He has also walked and scored. 0-1 pitch, in there for a strike, quickly 0-2. Anke in center, playing a little bit to his left. 0-2, sharp grounder, right side, but played on a nice hop and plenty of time over to first. Nice play by Eum to make the out there. And one up and one down.
Left fielder, Alex Jacobson.
So that one goes 4-3. Here's Jacobson. He had an RBI single in the five-run fourth. He has also scored a run. He's also lined down to center field. So 1-for-2, a single, a run scored, and an RBI. One out, nobody on, bottom of the fifth. 10-4, Jeff West. Besser's pitch, runs up and in, ball one. Jeff West, 2 in the first, 3 in the third, 5 in the fourth. Besser in there with another fastball, clips the corner. And it's 1-1. 1-1, sharp grounder right side, another good hop, bobbled by the second baseman, but once again, able to make the play, and retire
number five,
Alex Jacobson. So a couple of 4-3s, and here's Tucker Holthouse, the center fielder. He is 1-for-2, has a single and a run scored. He is also lined out to right field. Wearing jersey number 5, bats from the left side, and a foul ball here, makes it no balls and one strike. Well, Besser coming back nicely after a rough outing in the fourth where 9 were sent to the plate and 5 runs scored. A chance to go 3 up and 3 down here in the fifth. Pitch skipped away. Now 1-1. Quick delay by the umpire. Holthouse back in. Plays up in the box, fairly straight up with his stance. Besser set to the belt, lifts and fires. Outside, it's 2-1. Besser works quickly. Behind in the count, 2-1. Now behind a little bit more, up and away. Now 3-1. Top of the order, due up next for Croson, which will be the fourth time through the order. 3-1. Oh, Holthouse took off, thought it was ball 4, but it clipped the outside corner, and it's 3-2. 3-2 pitch coming up here. Two outs, nobody on, bottom five. That one is outside, ball four. So a two-out walk keeps the inning alive.
Number 18, Colin Croson.
Top of the order with Croson. He has struck out, he has walked and scored, and then had a two RBI double in the five-run fourth. He has scored twice. Holthaus with a good-sized lead at first. Vesser right back to the stretch, glancing at second, firing in a fastball that is in there for a strike. A 10-4 lead here for Jeff West on their home field, hosting one of the eight regionals here in Class 3A. Here's the pitch. Gets away, skips in the dirt, and Holthaus able to get up to second base without a throw. So base hit could add a run. Holthaus at second, two down. Count one ball and one strike here on Croson. Jeff West, a record of 15-6. Vesser looking back at second, does so again, now fires. Just missing, two balls and one strike. Middle infield trying to keep Holthaus honest. And the pitch goes behind Croson and gets to the backstop. And once again, a wild pitch gets Holthaus to third. Three balls and one strike here on Croson. Vesser got the first two with ground outs by Beilman and Jacobson. He gave up a walk to Holthaus, and a couple wild pitches has got him up to third. 3-1, and taking all the way is Croson, and it's in there for a strike. Now three balls and two strikes. Vesser trying to get a zero on the scoreboard for ACCHS. The 3-2. It is low and outside. Ball four skips away. Good base running by Holthaus, and he scores standing up. It is now 11-4.
Number one, Ryan Kressler.
So Croson at first base with two down. Here's Pressler. He drove in one with a sack fly in his last at bat. He has also had a bunt single and a run scored back in the third. And back in the first, he grounded out to short. 11-4, Jeff West. They add another here in the bottom of the fifth. Good lead over there. First pitch a little bit high on a fastball to Pressler. It's 1-0. Wasn't long ago when ACCHS once had a 4-2 lead after scoring four in the fourth, the third. But once we got to the bottom of the third, Jeff West scoring three in the third and five in the fourth, adding one more here in the fifth. Two outs, runner on. Pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Sabetha awaits the winner. Top seed Bishop Ward moving on earlier with a 12-2 win over Royal Valley. That's her throw to first. Another close play, but Croson back in safely. Couldn't really ask for a better night. There's some local baseball. A light breeze feels nice, and there is a strike three call. Jump the gun there. That's now two strikes. The umpire was a little bit emphatic with that strike two call, caught me off guard. But now one ball and two strikes here on Pressler. Runner at first, two down. Vesser sets at the belt, looks back at second, no one there, fires, and the pitch is behind, another wild pitch, and Croson to second. Evens the count at two balls and two strikes. That was the 57th pitch for Justin Vesser. took over at the beginning of the fourth inning. Another one outside, and that one gets away. That'll be a pass ball. And again, Croson moving up another spot, and he is at third. And now the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes, a run in. 11-4, Jeff West, runner at third, 2 outs, full count. Pressler steps back in the box. Fesser sets at the belt, 3-2, lifts and fires, and a foul ball. So we do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. ACCHS just trying to get out of it. And a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Pressler right through it, and a big strikeout to end the frame. But Jeff West, they add another. We head to the sixth inning. It's 11-4 here on KNZA.
KNZA, Hiawatha, Kansas.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our 3 locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We may offer subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
KNZA.
Third pitcher for Jefferson West is Brody Thielen. Takes the rubber as we head to the sixth inning, and Jeff West leading 11-4 on ACCHS. Couple of new defensive subs as well. Max Tuck is in, taking the spot at second base. Austin Knox taking the spot of Galley at third base. 11-4, Jeff West as we hit the sixth inning of play. Thielen, the new pitcher. So Bioman goes 2 1/3.
Number 7, Max Botteroff.
Does not allow a run.
Brody Thielen.
And he had 4 strikeouts. So Thielen in. Botteroff, the number 4 man in the order for ACCHS to lead things off. First pitch missing outside. It's 1-0.
On deck.
ACCHS have not been able to get much going outside of the four-run third inning. Thielen's 1-0 in there for a strike, 1 ball and 1 strike. Botteroff has grounded out to short. He also singled in a run in that four-run third. 1-1. High fly ball center field. Backing up is Holthaus. Lines it up and reaching out to make the catch. If he was 2 inches shorter, might have not got there. But Holthaus in the length, able to get out number 1.
Number 13, catcher Adler Kuntz.
Here's Adler Kuntz. He is 1 for 2. He singled back in the third. And he has also struck out. So 1 up, 1 down, top 6, 11-4. Jeff West leading on ACCHS. First pitch by Thielen. Just a touch inside. It's 1-0. And the 1-0 in there, 1 ball and 1 strike. The rally needs to start now for ACCHS, down 7. We got just 5 outs left. This could be a good start, but running in to make the catch. Just hung up enough in right field for Croson, and there's 2 outs.
Number 12, Good Pasture.
Here's Good Pasture, the second baseman, 0 for 2, couple or I should say a pop out to short and a ground out to short. 0-for-2. Two outs, nobody on. Thielen trying to work quickly here, and there's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. No balls and one strike. Thielen sets and fires. Low and outside. A couple of lineouts here for ACCHS. Thielen trying to do quick work here. One ball and one strike. Good pasture sets inside the box and takes a curveball in there for strike number two. This would be quick work. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. It hits the dirt. Got to throw it out to first. And there's the toss. And there's the completion. A strikeout for Thielen. Three up and three down. We head to the home six. All Jeff West. 11-4 here on KNZA.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
KNZA.
Third pitcher for ACCHS, Grant Vesser, takes the bump here in the bottom of the sixth. Justin Vesser, who was just pitching the last three innings, goes back to third base, and Goodpasture makes the move out to left field. Jeff West, 11-4, with a chance to add some here. Don't necessarily need the insurance with a 7-run lead, but in a playoff game, you'll take whatever you can get to try to make sure you move yourself on. Boyer, Thielen, and Skahan do up against Rance Vesser in the bottom of the sixth. Jeff West scored two in the first, three in the third. They had five in the fourth. That really blew the game open, and then they added one more with a run in the fifth. So here's Boyer, who has had a very good afternoon, 2-for-3, a single, a double. He has driven in two, and he has scored twice. And he will face Rance Vesser for the first time today. Rance, he'll set at the belts and fires. Not much of a leg kick in the first pitch. Fastball in there for strike number one. Boyer followed by Thielen and then Skahan. Here's a 0-1 in the dirt, one ball and one strike. Once again, Justin Vesser going back to third. Goodpasture now in left field as the next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. ACCHS with six wins coming in. Sixth seed in this tournament. Next pitch low and in the dirt. Three balls and one strike. It was a tough start to their season, losing nine of their first 10 games. They put a good stretch together in the middle of April where they won five out of six. Here's a sharp grounder left side, just barely foul. And the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. Jeff West coming off a loss to Silver Lake, but they had won five straight and ten-game stretch where they won nine games. So they had a 9-1 stretch right before that last loss to Silver Lake. Here is a looper to the right side, and it's going to carry enough out into right field. And Kane Kuntz makes the catch for out number one.
Number 11, Brody Thielen.
Here's Thielen, who is 3-for-3. Three singles, two RBIs, and two runs scored. A good afternoon, and he came in that last half inning on the bump and recorded a 1-2-3 frame. First pitch rides inside. It's 1-0. Well, ACCHS in danger of going out the way they did last year in the first round with a loss to Jeff West. Next pitch a little bit low and outside, now 2-0. And the pitch popped up, playable infield. And Justin Vesser, the third baseman, able to make the catch right in front of the dirt in the grass and quickly two outs.
Second baseman, Max Tuck.
So a fly out to right, a pop out to third. Here's Skahan. Skahan, a RBI single in the first. He has popped out to shorts and has also reached via a walk. And he also has a stolen base. Good pitch there by Rance Vesser. Curls in there for strike one. 11-4, Jefferson West here in the home sixth inning. ACCHS will have one more at bat to keep their season alive. Staggered stretch and fire. Nice off-speed pitch. Swing and a miss there by Skahan, and it's 0-2. Both teams have utilized three pitchers in this game. Rance Vesser. Shaking off that sign, throws an off-speed pitch. Justin Vesser at third fields, fires. The stretch is good enough for the out. So Rance Vesser comes in and retires Jeff West in order 1-2-3. One opportunity for Atchison County. They're down 11-4. They need seven, and we head to the seventh here on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Tucker Holthouse, the fourth pitcher for Jeff West as he tries to close out this game and advance his team to the semifinals next week where Sabetha awaits. 11-4, Jeff West, top seven we go. What could be the final at bats of the season for ACCHS? They have not gotten anything going since that four-run third in which they had five hits. They have been held hitless and scoreless since then.
Number nine, Noah Medeiros.
Here is Medeiros, who will lead things off. He doubled and scored in that four-run third. He is also lined out to left. Holthouse, his first pitch, the lefty in there for a strike. A lefty-v-lefty matchup. Haven't seen many of those. Next pitch low and outside. One ball and one strike. Croson now playing out in center field. That's where Holthouse was playing prior to coming in to lock up this game. There's a swing and a miss. Makes it one ball and two strikes. And a 1-2. Swing and a miss. Good start for Holthouse. A quick strikeout. And there's one down here in the seventh. Here is Nate Oom. One out, nobody on here in the seventh. Jeff West on the verge of advancing. ACCHS, they had a shot in the arm when they scored four in the third to take a 4-2 lead, but Jeff West followed with three in the third to take a 5-4 lead, and then they blew it open with five in the fourth. There's a swing and a miss. They would add one more in the fifth to make it 11-4. That's where we stand. One ball and one strike here to Nate Oom, who is 0-2 with strikeouts and also a fly out to left. Swing and a miss there. He's quickly behind. Now 1-2. And great season looking to continue for Jefferson West. Lost in the regional title last year on this very field. And there's another strikeout for Holthaus and two quick outs in ACCHS down to the final out.
Elijah Webb.
Here's number 9, Elijah Webb, who has struck out in both of his at-bats. A lefty Holthaus fires. Swing and a miss for strike number 1. ACCHS, they have not had a hit since the third. Ground ball left side, and speaking of hits, there's going to be one right there. Just inside the line, Webb didn't really try to threaten to take second base, but it is a single.
Number 6, Kane
Koontz. So two outs, one on, top of the order. Here's Kane Koontz. He's had a good afternoon. Two hits, two singles. RBI and a run scored. He has also struck out. Not sure if we're getting maybe a courtesy runner. ACCHS will have a courtesy runner for Webb at first base. It'll be Ben Handke. So Handke takes first, two down, ACCHS down to their final out. Jeff West leading 11-4 here in the top of the seventh. So Koontz steps in, the lefty Holthaus fires, pitch in there for strike 1. Not much of a worry at the runner at first, next pitch in the dirt, 1-1. I mentioned the Tigers of ACCHS without a hit since the third. They actually had two hits in the first as well, but a double play and a pickoff kept them from scoring in that frame. Next pitch low, 2-1. And they had the 4-run, 5-hits, third inning, but nothing since. There's a foul ball. And ACCHS down to their final strike. It's 2-2. Sabetha awaits in the semifinals, which will be played here on Tuesday. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. And that will get the job done. So ultimately, Holthaus strikes out the side, all swings and misses.
The KNZA Weather Eye Meteorologist have another chance.
And that will do it real quick. Let's step aside for a timeout. Again, final score 11-4, Jeff West. And we'll bust it out, break it all down when we come back here on KNZA.
Tonight, under mainly clear skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 75. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland Radio listening area.
Your station for today's best country.
All the best country.
Hey, y'all, it's Luke Combs.
Country on the radio.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, it's Kane Brown.
This is KNZA.
The best new country.
What's going on, y'all? I'm Morgan Wallace.
Can't see what to do, girl. You know damn near everything I love.
Today's best country is on Kansaland Country.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Farmer State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance.
Hey-o.
We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
KNZA.
Back one final time, our double dip of high school baseball concluding here in Ozaukee. The home squad and Jeff West advancing to the semifinals. They will take on Sabetha Tuesday afternoon, 11-4, their victory over the sixth seed in ACCHS. So ACCHS, their season comes to an end, a record of 6-12. And you look at Jeff West, they improved that record on their end to 16-6. And they get a matchup in what has been and was the top two teams in the Big Seven here in 2024. The highlights of this game, Jeff West did not take long to get on the board. They would score two runs in the first inning on three hits. They got RBIs from Brody Thielen and Brady Scahan, and then would add three in the third, and that was after ACCHS got their four runs all in the third. They had four runs on five hits. It was four RBI singles by Kane Kuntz, Rance Vesser, also Max Bodaroff, and Adler Kuntz, but just one hit the remainder of the game for ACCHS. That was a two-out single in the seventh by Elijah Webb. So mentioning the three runs in the third gave them a 5-4 lead, and then they blew it open with five more runs in the fourth, highlighted by a two RBI double off the bat of Colin Croson. They got a sac fly from Ryan Pressler. Also an RBI in that inning off a single by Alex Jacobson. And then one more added in the fifth, as it was a run scored by Tucker Holthouse. That was actually on a wild pitch. So able to get that extra run and get the win, 11-4. So we don't know yet about the Perry Lecompton Riverside matchup, as the winner of that game will take on the top seed in Bishop Ward at 2 o'clock here in Ozaukee on a Tuesday afternoon, and then Sabetha, Jeff West will follow, and then after that, the two winners will square off in a regional championship game. That'll end our weekly coverage here on KNZA, but stay up to date, msesports.net. We'll have a broadcast schedule here soon as far as what we're going to do next week, because regional softball gets underway as well. And, of course, we got regional baseball continuing with semifinals and championship games across the landscape. Final numbers in our second game here is Jeff West wins it, 11 runs, 10 hits. They left three on base. And for ACCHS, four runs, eight hits, and they left three on base. Big thanks to Justin Flute, Kirk Kilman. I'm Brandon Tam, and we'll talk to you next week for more high school baseball and softball coverage here across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A hailstorm.